A warm welcome, everyone, to a new interview on Small Caps Investment Research. We're very pleased to have Mr. Walter Johnson, the Chairman and CEO of Acme United Corporation, with us today to give us an update on his company. Acme United is a leading consumer products company with a focus on first aid and safety products, as well as cutting solutions for commercial and industrial markets worldwide. The company is listed on the New York Stock Exchange market with ticker symbol ACU. Walter, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
We can't escape the subject. How did COVID-19 so far impact Acme United?
Well, Wim, thank you for asking. First, we're keeping our employees safe. They are our number one priority, and we will do everything we have to first for their safety. Our manufacturing distribution sites are open. We take temperature checks when our associates go into each of the buildings. They wear masks. We have hand sanitizers. We do deep cleaning. We pay hazard pay, which is a premium. And honestly, the people have a sense of purpose. We're doing something important, particularly with the first aid and safety area. Second, our offices are working remotely, and it's been successful. However, it's difficult to bring in new people and onboard them and build a culture. So we don't see this as a model that we'd like to keep for any longer than we have to. But on the other hand, we're very successfully able to run the business, and we are. Within our market, the scissor and shear area, the craft scissors, hunting and fishing, our first aid products, our online sales, they're all doing really, really well. We have a weak portion, which is in the offices and the sales to the offices, because many of them are closed or they're not being utilized much due to working at home. But net-net, our sales are growing because the other markets have more than compensated. Our costs to make the products are increasing because of extra pay for our employees, weaknesses in the distribution channel, more expensive shipping, more expensive raw material costs. But we're able to cope with that, and the margins have been maintained about where we were. So the net of it all is we're growing profitably, but not easily. It's a very difficult environment.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. And did you notice a big shift in online sales versus brick-and-mortar sales the past month?
Well, as you can imagine, the online sales have been very strong. And I find myself purchasing a lot of items online, and I'm working remotely, so things like toner, believe it or not, where I still wind up printing things, and that's important. On the other hand, we've had very, very strong sales also in some brick and mortar. For example, Walmart, Costco, Home Depot. These retailers have been open throughout the pandemic, and they are thriving. And a lot of the business that we're getting is coming from retail sales in brick and mortar in these kinds of retailers. On the other hand, as I said, the sales to stores that service the office channel are very, very weak. So we're more than compensating for that.
With the third quarter almost coming to an end, how do you feel about it?
Well, it's running fairly well. We certainly have our production and distribution inefficiencies, but sales are progressing. And I've indicated in the past that we thought we'd have a decent, solid quarter, and that's how it feels right now.
And looking a bit further ahead, is it fair to say that Acme United is well on track for its 10th consecutive year of record sales?
So far, we're on that path. And the first two quarters were each record quarters, and the second quarter was the best quarter the company has ever recorded. So we are on a very strong growth path. And what I see going forward is solid business. If that all happens, then it would be a 10th record year.
Wow, well, that's excellent. And another number that quite impresses me is your net profit. After 6 months in 2020, it is almost as high as it was in the entire fiscal year 2018.
Yes, that's true. Well, there are a number of reasons for that. First, the shift in customer mix away from the office channel into the online business, into some of the craft stores, into Walmart. These are more profitable businesses than selling into the office. So we've seen, even though we've had the same sales, we've seen more profitable sales. The second thing is the product mix itself has become more profitable. While the office product area is very competitive, the craft market, the hunting and fishing area, those products have higher margins, and certainly in first aid, they have higher margins. So we're getting improvement in the margins, offset by some inefficiencies, and then a better customer mix. Another area is travel. We spend a lot of money on travel, both for our international operations as well as our salespeople. Well, that's all been done now online. I don't think it's the best mix in the long term. We do need to travel, but we're certainly benefiting from that. Then add to that, the debt is down because we've been generating cash flow and paying debt down. And second, interest rates have dropped in half. We borrow at 2% interest now. There's another savings there. The net of all those items has led to very profitable 6 months.
Terrific. And while we're on the subject of growth, a new contributor to Acme's financials since early 2020 has been First Aid Central. Has your latest acquisition so far performed the way you anticipated, and how do you see its future?
Well, a little bit about First Aid Central. It was a small Canadian first aid supplier. It gave us a platform in Canada to sell many of our first aid products and to make many of them in Canada and to take advantage of our Canadian customers who we were not able to supply first aid because we didn't have the ability to do so. So all of a sudden it opened up a whole product family into our Canadian market. Then there are global companies that have presence in Canada that we sell to in other locations. We're getting requests for a lot of bids for them. So the Canadian acquisition has given us the opportunity to truly expand the footprint of what we bought, and we are doing that. Now, as far as its performance, it's been accretive for the first quarter and the second quarter, and we're very, very excited with the fact that not only is it profitable, but we have some growth vectors with these new customers.
And not only in Canada, but in general, Acme's first aid brands are doing very well. Would you give us some more details on which products are performing strong and also where you see additional opportunities?
So the first aid products have performed mostly because of market share gains. And I think that's very important because these gains would have occurred with or without COVID. And there are customers such as retailers, Costco, Home Depot, Sam's Club, all major chains, all major growth initiatives, all being sold for the first time in 2020. So these are not small little companies. These are the full chains. There's an opportunity to continue to add additional products to these chains. And perhaps look at their competitors as other opportunities to convert to the first aid only product family. So we're really thrilled that the reason first aid has grown is mostly because we're really good at what we do and people are recognizing it.
Yes, well, some might say that much of that growth in First Aid is due to COVID-19, and once the pandemic is behind us, sales of First Aid products may decline again. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think there's some accuracy to that. We believe we've had somewhere around $1.5 million to $2 million of business that we can trace to the pandemic. And these would be things like personal protection kits, masks, gloves, sanitizer. So that piece, I think it would be fair to say that may not be long-term sustained at the same levels. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this will be a new paradigm. Well, let's assume we have $1.5 million to $2 million that came that way. We also have quite a number of customers that have not been buying much at all due to the pandemic. And these would be customers like Staples and Office Depot and Ascendant and WB Mason and other office supply chains. All of these, we think, will be coming back as people go back into the office. And when that happens, if it's anything like what we've experienced both in Canada and in Europe, when people are back in the office, the sales of Westcott items to those segments increase. And the size of the declines we've had in the Westcott office industry has been somewhere between 30 and 40 and sometimes 50% off. That easily, if it were to recover to most of what we had before, would more than compensate for the COVID pickup of $1.5 million to $2 million. So it's kind of a, yes, there was an impact. On the other hand, there were others that were suppressed. And when you look at the net of that, well, I think we actually come out ahead when we're healthier.
That's brilliant. And let's discuss some of Acme's brands in more detail. Westcott, for example, despite what people may think, as many schools and offices are still closed, sales of Westcott are not only holding up, but are in fact increasing. What is the reason for this success?
One of the big ones is market share gains. And in the U.S., we gained a great deal of craft scissor retail business at one of the largest mass merchants in the world. And that was a multi-million dollar piece of new business that started in the second quarter and is continuing. And is continuing at a pace we hadn't expected because so many people are buying craft items. Of course, the online business also grew a great deal at Westcott. Some was for school children and kids' scissors being purchased online. Others were office scissors. There was a spur, I am sure, of scissors due to people opening box after box after box and package after package, all from online shipments to their homes. And because our scissors can be in nonstick configurations and others that are heavier duty, we've seen that mix and those sales occur. In addition, Westcott's grown because we have a line of ceramic box openers that are reasonably safe. They're not as sharp as a razor box opener. On the other hand, they are very effective, and so they're safer. Well, those are doing very well, again, because those distribution centers where they're sold are very, very active and growing.
And also, Camillus and CUDA continue to be solid contributors to Acme's results. What are the expectations for both brands the coming quarters?
Well, they're very busy right now. Fishing business, I just heard a quote. There's been in the U.S. about 10 million additional fishing licenses issued since March, new people. And so there's probably some number of those that will continue to pick up fishing as a sport because maybe they like it. Similarly, in the hunting area, well, we know we're busy right now. We know that a lot of people are hunting and they've been hunting all summer and the fall. in the U.S. and in Canada is a place where there's a fair amount of hunting recreationally during those months. So we're shipping more there. After COVID, some of this may fall off, but we've also gotten major chains buying more of our products today than they did a year ago. So we're gaining share, and there's momentum behind the brands.
And how is demand for DMT developing, and where do you see growth opportunities for the Sharpener brand?
So DMT is the finest diamond-based sharpener product line, we believe, in the world. And it's made in Marlborough, Massachusetts, under very, very controlled conditions. A lot of the equipment is from Austria. And we are really, really proud that we're able to make products like this. What we've run into is a series of extra demand, both in Europe as well as in the United States and Canada. And we seem to be continually trying to catch up and catch up. And every time we put more equipment in and add more people, we sell more. It's a very good cycle. But we've just invested, or I've approved, about $800,000 of additional equipment to go into the DMT line to break out some of the bottlenecks in the production process. And these should be all in place by January of 2021. The intent is build up more capacity so we can hit the volumes, and then we can put our sales team together to go out and sell a lot more, we hope. But it's a cycle right now where everything we can make, we sell.
And before we go, what would you say are the most important growth drivers that investors should look out for at Acme United in the next 12 months?
Well, we expect to see continued sales of first aid products, the refills for our first aid kits. Of course, craft scissors, the DMT market, as I mentioned, is we can't make enough of them. We're seeing market share gains in the Camillus line. We're seeing a recovery of some of the school and office markets as we speak. Not so much in the U.S., but certainly in Europe, and certainly in Canada. And those are all growth drivers because we are seeing, as they come back online, back to work, there's a lot of new supplies that are being purchased or consumed. So as I look at it, we see really continued growth across our entire business, and both in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. So I'm very, very confident and excited about what this future looks like in the next year or two.
Thank you, Walter. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we appreciate your time and insight. All the best to you and Acme United, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you, Wim. We look forward to reporting our third quarter earnings in mid-October and sharing more details with you then. Bye.